You're up early with Annie and Ando on your Tuesday morning, and we are talking sausages.
Sausages. Love a good sausage, but I'm not traditionally... Yeah, definitely one thing we have in common. But I didn't grow up eating a barbecued sausage.
What?
No, wasn't a thing.
How did the Louis family do sausages?
We had Chinese sausage called lap chong. It is really delicious on just rice.
How do you cook it?
You steam it or fry it.
Oh, you can fry it.
You can fry it, yeah.
You prefer it fried?
Both are good, man. The flavour in it, those pockets of fat really give it...
Is it pork?
It's pork, yes.
And any special herbs and spices
in it? I'm looking online and there's rose water in it.
Rose water in a snack?
Yeah, it's a little fancy, isn't it?
If I wanted to get me a lop choy today, where would I go? What? What are you laughing at?
Lap chong. You mixed it up with like a bok choy.
Sorry. That's so bad. No, I didn't mean to.
It comes because it's dried. It's kind of vacuum sealed at Chinese or Asian grocery stores.
I've seen these on border security. People trying to steal item in their bags and they bring in the sauce. It's true.
No,
This is not me being racial.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's another type of sausage also delicious that is called in my... mother tongue, guan xing. And guan is a, what do you call it, homophone. So there's two words that sound like that. One means dried and one means liver. So I grew up thinking that I was eating a delicious dried sausage.
But it was a liver sausage.
It was actually liver, and I didn't know until I was an adult. And I'm like, that's why it was so black. And I was kind of grossed out once I ate it again and you could really taste the liver.
I love liver. Like a duck liver parfait.
Yeah.
Yum. But liverwurst, isn't that a German liver sausage as well?
Probably. We're going to go to Annie's kitchen and we're doing sausages from around the world. We'll do some research into that.
So my favourite sausage are, growing up, remember, we've already had this conversation around, I used to eat raw sausages. The good old supermarket snag, the thin ones, and I would squeeze it out of the casing and eat it like an icy pole, like a Calippo.
That cheese... Yes. Like a stringers kind of thing. Yes.
Now, I wouldn't do it these days, but I'm still here. I might have a colony of worms inside.
Yeah.
No, I worm myself. We've also talked about that. But we would sometimes have sausages as dinner. So it'd be sausages, an onion gravy and mashed potato.
Mm.
That was always nice. Bangers and mash. But at barbecues, it'd always be a roll or a bit of bread and onions.
You know what changed me, converted me into enjoying a sausage?
What?
Chicken, the chicken sausage, the lighter coloured one.
They look like they need a bit of vitamin D. they're the wrong guy. The white sausage, it reminds me of you, when you go to the park and you see a dog poo that's turned white. You know when you see a white one and you wonder.
It's been out in the sun for too long. Someone needs to pick up that sausage. Get some bread.
Snags, Annie.
Oh, yes. And we're not forgetting our vegan friends out there.
No.
There are lots of options these days for varieties of meats that aren't made of meat at all. So the vegan sausage, it's made of all kinds of vegetables and even the skin itself. So it's has nothing to do with animals.
A veggie patty in a condom. Is that what you... Like, why
there
don't
are
we just...
a lot of foods that you look at and you think condom straight away. You need to cleanse your mind.
A rice paper roll looks like lawn clippings in a condom. We've already talked about that.
This woman found some vegan sausages in an Aussie supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
The other month, and she was seriously asking people whether or not they were tasty, and she posted to a vegan group. People commented saying that's the last of your concerns because they look like slumped little peni.
Slumped little peni. What is a slumped little peni?
Like they have deflated. They look quite saggy. There's a lot of, if they were to look anything like a human.
Can you show me the picture, please?
It's very wrinkly. Wow. Like they'd fallen down because they can't hold the structure.
So this is a plant-based sausage. If you want to see what we're looking at, jump on Google and type in something like penis sausage.
Would it be
penis-looking
vegan
sausage?
Vegan. Make sure that's it.
Vegan penis sausage.
I actually
sausage.
Think they would taste delicious because I had a sausage roll that was vegan that my friend made over one of our Christmases and it was so good. And I've been meaning to get that recipe and I think she holds it close to her heart because every time I met... like mention it, she won't give it to me.
Has she seen what you like in the kitchen?
What? Why would that influence
her? Hard working, kind, caring and diligent. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm.
Well, maybe, you know, like some things are yeah, one recipe is you hold close to your heart if they're family heirlooms and stuff. And also, sometimes you just go, oh, I don't know if Annie's up for this yet. Yeah, actually, I just vegan penis sausage and you will just and click images and up it comes. It looks like an, I don't know, an 80-year-old's stumpy. Very wrinkly. And so did she buy them and gobble it up?
Some people said that a different brand was better or had a few other recommendations. So some took it seriously and said, yeah, you know, there's better ones out there. Others took the piss. Somebody commented saying, it's Willy good.
Willy, as in W-I-L-L-Y. Willy good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I like that. Hey, if you were a vegan, would you want your substitute... would you want products to be called substitute products, or why don't they just call it a vegetable sausage, not a plant-based meat? Like,
I think nothing would really compare to the real thing. If you're always comparing to the real thing, it's going to come up substandard, you know. But if it's just a delicious vegetable dish to begin with, not trying to be anything...
Stop trying to be
itself,
your
I think
bacon
it'd be tastier.
And your fossage. What do you call a fake sausage?
A fossage.
Well, if they call fake bacon,
bacon. Bacon, yeah. A fossage. A fossage.
Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday morning and you're welcome to the Sausage Factory. Well,
welcome,
we're not a factory.
Welcome to the Sausage Factory. I thought you were going to say.
Welcome to the Sausage Factory. That's it. This democratic sausage, can you explain it to me? Because I don't like, just because you eat a sausage at a electoral, at a voting polling booth, that's the word, it makes you what, a democratic sausage?
No, you're not the democratic sausage, but this is some grim news for anyone who hadn't realised. There'll be no sausages while voting this year. Get your paper ballots in.
In Victoria, you mean?
In Victoria. So we used to go out and vote, and while you're waiting, you can get something from a cake stall or the sausage stand. And that is where the sausage stand, while voting in Australia, that's the history of it. So it started back in the early 20th century when they would make these stalls for cakes and you would support a charity or a local community group. So often we keep that tradition, fundraising through the snags, gold coin or pretty cheap prices for a sausage and bread. And the phrase democracy sausage was Australia's word of the year in 2016.
I must have been under a rock or something.
Well, I heard that you were working for the Big Green Shed and you were probably immersed in sausages every day and
I've
you were over
cooked
it.
Cooked a sausage or two. That's the interesting thing, like, from a marketing perspective, that hardware chain, the Big Green Shed that does the sausage sizzle, is most when people are interviewed and when you get brand association, you're a marketer, you've done your degree. Mm. When you say Bunnings, what comes to mind first? The number one response is sausages.
Wow. And you've worked hard for that?
No, because Bunnings don't... Well, Bunnings coordinate it. They provide the free barbecue and the gas and the space and the customer, but they don't make any money whatsoever. It's a community
That's
event.
That's true. That's their one good thing.
the thing that the customer remembers is not even really theirs.
That's nice. That's like a, you know, bit of collateral damage, but in a good way.
One of the things we used to find there with the sausage sizzle, because there's a book... You get a little booklet. If you're Annie's footy club or whatever and you want to have the barbecue on a set day, they'll go, yep, how's 2024 sound on the 13th?
Wow.
There's a long wait. And because you make money, you make good money for your sporting club or your community
group.
The
Rotary Club must get in early then because they're always fundraising for that.
Are they?
Yeah, lots of them pop up. But the cake stalls, though, so they've been really creative at the voting booths. The cake stalls have themed sweets and some of these are hilarious. So we've got Alba Cheesy Cakes. Who do you think that was named?
Oh, Anthony Albanese.
Yep.
So they've given the cake and you buy them.
Yes, you buy them. Malcolm Turnovers, like an apple turnover.
Oh, just the word Malcolm. I don't want to eat it.
Or Malcolm Turnballs. I'm not really sure what they might be.
Would they be like the truffles, like the balls rolled in that horrible desiccated coconut? Yuck.
Maybe it's a protein ball, but given it's Malcolm, probably not. Mm. Puebla Slice?
Sorry, I was thinking about Malcolm's protein.
Malcolm's protein balls, yeah. so the Puebla Slice, but turned into like maybe a jelly slice or a vanilla slice or something. Oh. Very punny. Jackie Lambingtons.
Oh, I love that. Lambingtons.
Yeah.
Jackie Lambingtons, again rolled in desiccated coconut or yuck.
Tanya Pill Biscuits.
Pill Biscuits? What's in a
Tanya
pill?
Tanya
Plebisek?
Plebisek,
Pilbisek?
So it was plibiscuits. But this one's my favourite. How good's this? Richard Di Natale fudge. Richard Di Natale.
Fudge.
Yeah. What would you be if you were to be one of these cake stall foods?
If I was a cake stall, I'd want to be something that had the longest line.
Ooh. Mm. It's hard to perfect a vanilla slice, but people will travel for a good
There's two types of snot blocks, Annie Louie.
What kind?
There's the gelatinous-filled ones and there's the cream-filled ones.
What's
Shout out to Woodend Bakery. We're at 255 Bourke Street in Melbourne.
Delivery pronto,
if
please.
If you want us to sample your world-famous vanilla slices, we are here and waiting. Level 9.
Mm. I've been craving a jelly slice recently.
A jelly slice?
Very weird, but... I enjoy it. You know where, like, it's pink and it's got a bit of the kind of
white
biscuit down the bottom?
Yeah, and then a white layer and a jelly
layer.
Yeah,
yeah.
My mum used to make them for me to take to kindy.
Was she any good at it?
Oh, yeah, the raspberry one.
Oh, yes.
Raspberry jelly slice.
Raspberry.
And her biscuit base, she'd use a Mari biscuit or a... digestive, but never anything with coconut in it. Some people put desiccated coconut.
We also share that in common. Desiccated coconut is the devil.
It is. It's evil. We've got coming up, we're heading to our community correspondent, Selena, to check in with her, see what's happening around the burbs.
Yeah, we're going to talk about signs in the front of your house for these elections.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
If you're a regular listener, you might have remembered we checked in with a woman named Selena to talk about what's happening on the ground in the neighbourhoods, our neighbourhood correspondent.
Oh, I laughed so hard last time. I wonder what she's got in her bag of neighbourhood stories.
Yeah, so we
Good
thought
morning.
We'd bring her back. Morning.
Morning. Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, more to the point, what have you seen out in the street, Selena? Come on, give it to us.
All right. Well, I've got a pretty good one to start off. Mm. So I was at Woolworths the other day just doing some lockdown shopping, and then all of a sudden I see this guy, just sort of an oldish man, maybe in his 60s or 70s, just in a full equestrian riding outfit.
Hang on. You need to paint the picture. When you say full equestrian outfit, what was he wearing? Like jodhpurs?
So, I mean, I don't really know any of the terminology, but he had those big boots on, like the big knee-high leather boots with the tight little pants.
With, like, the beige
and,
pants.
Like, a helmet, like those special jumping helmets.
A riding helmet.
The strap.
The helmet wasn't on, but there was another type of hat that was very similar. But then sort of the strangest thing was he had glasses on, but underneath the glasses he had, like, sort of a bandana, like a fabric bandana, but there were just, I think there were two holes. There must have been two holes cut out where the eyes were. I don't know how he was seeing anything.
Under the glasses.
Yeah, it was so weird. I was there with, like, my partner and we were just like, what the hell is going on? And he was having sort of an argument with one of the shop assistants as well.
Oh. Over a bale of hay for his horse.
Yeah.
Gone to see a man about a horse.
Was he a trolley or a basket man? Like, what was he? What was
I feel like he's a bit of a basket man.
Definitely a basket man.
That is fascinating. I've got to keep my eyes peeled for this guy because we're in the same neighbourhood. Anything else going on that you think we might need to dissect for you?
It's interesting because I'm only really going out on my sort of one walk a day or a few days. Definitely been seeing a lot of posters and stuff for council elections.
Yes.
Which has been interesting. So, and I've been trying to do a bit of research because I'm pretty bad at knowing what's going on in the council.
Yep.
I keep seeing the signs in people. We're all pretty much in the same sort of hood-ish. And do you notice how people's homes will have council signs like vote for Oscar Wilders or whatever his name is? And you kind of go, do they get paid to have Oscar in their front lawn, like a big banner of him?
Yeah.
And I can't figure out which ones are old from like 4 years ago.
Yeah, Oscar didn't bring his down, I don't think.
Take them down. It's just lazy.
Oh.
I know.
So which candidates have you researched?
Oh, yeah. I love just, like, in council elections, seeing all the sort of, like, some random old bloke from, like, Coburg, and it seems like all his friends or something will, like, have a sign for him.
Yeah.
So many just like
sometimes
locals.
I think it's a bucket list thing for them. Like they'll just do it once, not get up, but then say that they ran for election one time.
I've been trying to convince Mr. Ando, my husband, to run for council.
Oh, because, my gosh, yes.
Because he bitches and moans so much about, you know.
So you're encouraging him out of spite.
No, so I'm not the only one that has to listen to his campaigns, but he actually put it to good use. And I think his number one thing will be to put power lines underground.
Is that possible, scientifically?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd vote for him. Do it. Would you vote for him, Mr. Ando?
Yeah, he's got my vote.
You look at some of those beautiful old trees down the streets of Moreland Council, and they've had their guts chopped out because power lines run over it, and they've spent all this time and money cleaning out the holes in the ground to run NBN. Why not just bloody put the power underground
as well?
This
sounds like the start of a campaign. You were here first.
He's clearly
the
seeping
pitch
in.
For Mr. Ando.
Vote one, Mr. Ando.
Vote one, Mr. Ando. Ando's going to get into a life
endorsed
of
by
Stop it,
endorsed
I'm going to get
by our neighbourhood correspondent, Selena, there. Thank you so much, Selena.
Lovely to chat.
All right, thanks, guys.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando, 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
Have you ever heard the term silly sausage?
Yeah, like you're a silly duffer.
So I thought I'd pump it into Urban Dictionary and see what comes up for the term silly sausage. You're correct with your first response, which is a light-hearted insult to describe someone who is being silly or generally stupid.
Yep.
But there's another one which I've never heard. Like I've heard of, but I've never used it. Silly sausage, a fake penis.
What? So, okay, you could be calling somebody a fake penis.
I just can't imagine that. You're in the throes of passion and then suddenly your
silly sausage falls on the floor.
Wow. Falls on the floor?
Oh, it's fake.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's a silly sausage.
I just went back to real. Hey, it's time to step into your kitchen, my friend. What's in Annie's kitchen
Come
this
on
week?
In. Oh. Well, we're going around the world because I love doing that because we can't go anywhere now. Mm. We're going to check out snags from around the world, also known as cased meats. Blah.
Blah.
So we might have heard of the classic ones. You know, Germany, we've got bratwurst. You introduced me to the saveloy. I didn't know what it was, but that's
saveloy.
English.
Yum.
And they're meant to be hot dogs, but often fried. Like the ones I've seen online look very fried.
Fried
saveloy.
God, that'd make their skin go tough as boots.
Yeah, but I guess it could be nice as well, maybe a bit of batter. Chorizo from Mexico.
I love a Frankfurt in batter. Can we stop? Mm. Sorry, you've lost me. Frankfurt in batter. We sometimes get fish and chips, and I don't know. It was when I was a kid, I'd get a Frankfurt in batter, and Mr. Ando, this was this year, was like, "What do you want from the fish?" And I normally just get a piece of fish. And I go, "Can you get me a Frankfurt in batter?" He goes, "You say what?" I said, "Can you get me a Frankfurt in batter?" He goes, "I'm not. Then it's not even on the menu. They don't do it.
Is it off the menu?
I'm not even going to ask." And I said, "Please." I said, "I'll do the order." Yeah. He goes, No, I'll ask, but I'm just going to sound like a bloody idiot." They had it.
Oh, he was the silly sausage.
All right, back to your kitchen.
Yeah. We've talked about Chinese sausages, lap chong. I didn't know that it was native to southern China, which is where my family's from. So I'm even more proud of the lap chong now.
Lap chong. And, on rice, amazing.
Oh, amazing. South Korea has the sundae, and it's made with steamed or boiled cows or pigs' intestines, stuffed with noodles, blood and spices. Yum, yum. Japan also has one, staying in Asia, kamaboko, a sausage-like dish, but made from pureed white fish shaped into loaves and steamed. So given you don't like the white protein in a sausage, you might not like that one.
Yeah, no.
Mm.
And steamed.
Yes. Ugh. Where do you want to head to next? We've got Europe or Africa.
France?
France, yes. The Adoui, not to be confused with another region. Yeah, probably that.
Yeah.
Don't know. I've never seen these words before. It's made of pig's intestines and not much more. It's inevitably bulging is apparently how they would describe it. You just can't, you know, that's part of the charm. They stuff it so fat that it's going to explode.
Explode. I did a cooking class on duck neck sausages, how to make duck neck sausages.
Don't tell me they put meat inside a duck's neck.
Yeah.
Grim.
And no, you've actually got to be really delicate with it so that you don't ruin anyway.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's good not to not waste the part of the animal. It's
yummy,
if you're
pistachios
use it.
And duck and spice. Anyway.
In Italy, I mean, they've got
salami.
Plenty. Yeah, how many can you name with a
Savar.
Terrible
accent? Oh, no, Savar, that's French. Comiste.
The Savar sausage.
Savar, the Savar, comiste sausage.
Mi chiamo sausage. There's a finocchiona. It's a cured pork sausage.
Annie Louie, tread really, really, really careful.
Oh, this is because you've told me before.
Does finocchio mean in Italian? So, fennel is one option, and what's the other?
The F word for gay person.
A derogatory term for a gay man, a same-sex attraction.
Oh, so that's why it's called that, because it gets its distinctive flavour from fennel, this
sausage. Finocchio.
I'm actually salivating a little bit.
Fennel kind of got really trendy. Pork and fennel this and pork and fennel that. Fennel seeds. I like real fennel. Roasted.
Can't
takes a bit of the aniseed. So aniseedy.
Cooked with it.
It's very aniseedy. Reminds me of a night on Sambuca.
Mm. Well, over the weekend, I got very confused all of my vegetables. I went to buy a beetroot and end up with a rhubarb. So I think if I went to buy a fennel, I'd come back with a celery.
The leaves are kind of similar.
The colour was like inverted. It was all wrong. Let's head to Russia. Have you ever heard of a Russian?
Moscow.
What's that like Rumpelstiltskin song? Kolbasa is the Russian sausage.
It sounds Asian.
I know. No, it sounds more.
Kolbasa.
Sounds more like Italian to me, but you can get it in different styles. This is very hard. Like a varionaya.
If you've just tuned in, that is Annie Louie. I'm sorry, I just thought somebody's... I've got an image of somebody tuning in to Joy and they've gone, oh,
and
I must have...
I'm like, Soroko, but you know, Naya, that's salami.
Oh, my goodness.
You can eat it with some braised cabbage.
Oh, do you like braised cabbage?
I like sauerkraut.
Yeah,
love that
too.
On a bratwurst. How good's
I
that?
I was going to make some sauerkraut, but when I watched and read how to make it, the thought of something rotting in the bottom of my pantry for months.
It's not that bad. We made kimchi recently and all right, fair enough, the container won't stop smelling bad, but the food was good.
What came out
was good. I think it's worth it.
Mm.
Well, maybe if you're not into the meat, by the way, if you don't want a stinky sausage, in Ghana they have fufu, which are balls made from cooked and mashed yams.
Fufu.
Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this. And the aroma is awful.
Thank you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this.
Without. No other show has the guts.
No one else has the right
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip Challenge.
Are you hungry for these chippies?
I'd like to try them. Now they didn't come in very big bags, so I couldn't give my mother-in-law a little taste test last night.
Now you make me feel bad. I'm depriving your 80-year-old mother-in-law of food.
89, actually.
Oh, lordy.
Yeah.
David Attenborough's 93. Did you know that? I was watching some of his latest work on the weekend.
Yes, I did know them. I was trying to do David Attenborough. We're off to the UK for Chip Challenge today, Annie Louie.
I really like the last ones from the UK. Remember that prawn cocktail?
Prawn cocktail. This company's called Walkers.
It's Walkers again.
It's Walkers again. So they're from Leicester. Is it Leicester?
My dentures.
Leicester.
I said nice and gummy.
Stop it. I'm losing it. We're off to Leicester for Walkers. Now, this is called Monster Munch. So, two bags in front of you.
Sounds like it's a kid's treat.
Yeah, well, I think it has got a... Like, the chip is a corn-based baked delight, so it's not deep-fried. They are...
It's too many adjectives. It can't be good.
Vegan-friendly. Vegetarian.
Corn-based delight.
Vegetarian, two bags. Can you describe what they look like?
They're exactly the same colour, very yellow. Actually, one has some, like a darker tint to it. Do you see that? You're not seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah, no, I am. I saw that and wondered why when you said they were the same colour.
Well, the first one looks like it could have like a bit of soy sauce infused or something, you know?
Yep.
But they're not the same yellow as a cheesel. I would say currently do not have a type of chip like this.
I've never seen them before.
Bright yellow. Yeah, but I almost thought you could stick your finger in it like a burger ring, but with...
your pinky and wear it as a ring.
They actually look like knuckle dusters. That's what they look like. Tiny, chippy knuckle dusters.
Knuckle dusters, not monsters as the packet claims.
Yeah.
All right, jumping into bag number one.
A violent chip.
Ooh, the crunch is fantastic.
Cheese.
Cheese, that's easy.
Not too cheesy, though. Cheese, but not too cheesy.
Yeah, it's going to taste like nostril.
Chicken? Chicken and cheese?
Chicken and cheese. Great crunch, considering they've come all the way from the other side of the world.
They are very crunchy. I shouldn't crunch again, so I'm going to leave that.
All right, so now bag two. So you're locked in chicken and cheese. It's a weird mix.
It's a very artificial... No, that's a burger at a fast food joint.
She's jumping.
The corn comes through.
The corn, because they're baked, not fried, Annie Louise.
Yeah, I'd continue eating these.
Would you? Oh, good thing you get the whole bag this week. Oh, they are so crunchy. Are they messy? Because I can see you catching crumbs.
I'm so far away from the mic, and it's still crunchy. Look, I can leave the room.
I think Nova FM in Richmond just picked you up through their mics, jumping on that one, mate.
Did you feel the ground shake wherever you are?
It always shakes when you're in the room.
Well, that's a good one. Vinegar.
Vinegar.
Love that tang.
Oh, has it got nice tang, has it? Hurry up so I can play a song and get me into that
bag. Some onion coming through.
Oh, vinegar, onion.
Would it be onion and vinegar? That sounds disgusting.
Onion and vinegar? No, pickled onion.
Oh, pickled onion. But you wouldn't give me the answer for that, so it's not going to be pickled onion, is it? Onion and vinegar.
Onion.
Unless it's apple cider again.
Oh, fancy. Remember that these probably are targeted for kids.
What about it can't be. I was going to say apple cider vinegar and shallot, but it's not going to be that.
Monster mash crunchies. Yeah. Well, you can lock in whatever you want.
It's like herb, you know? It's too fancy. Everything I want is too fancy. It's salt and vinegar. It's not salt, but is it cheese and vinegar? This is horrifying. They're not salty enough. It's just like tangy.
Maybe they need some salt. What would you like to lock in for number two, for bag two, Annie Louie?
Chicken and vinegar? They have an overlap of something.
Yeah, that's the corn I thought you said.
Yeah, I know. This one's a difficult one. What would kids be into? Cheese. Cheese and vinegar. All I know is it's vinegary.
Is that what you're locking in? Cheese and vinegar?
That's awful. Just go with vinegar.
Vinegar. All right. Vinegar. That's what we're locking in.
Yeah.
So bag one, you locked in chicken and cheese. Bag two, you've locked in vinegar. I have the real actual bags that these things got. Came all the way around the world. Handing you now bag number one. Have a read.
What is roast beef.
You locked in chicken and cheese, buddy.
All right. Look, it's an animal.
Can you do me a favour? Flip over and the yellow panel on the left-hand side. Can you read that first bubble, the call out?
Miniature monsters with big crispy heads. Our crunchy claws pluck straight from roast beef beasts. Bite off each crispy toe, or is it an arm? Nibble the sides, or stick your tongue through the hole and let it melt in all its meaty glory.
And then,
and innocent again.
The big bullet points down the bottom, like the follow.
Baked, not fried. Suitable for vegetarians.
I have to bite into your beefy beast.
Into your beefy glory hole. No thanks.
Hey. Oh, all right, bag number two. Now, I like to run a tight ship with this segment and this game, and I take the results really seriously, and I've made an error.
Pickled onion.
I gave you the
freaking
answer.
You gave it to me.
I'm like, you led me along with a vinegar and onion, and it's like, that doesn't go. It's like, yeah, pickled onion. Oh, I forgot what it was. Oh.
Could you give me that?
No, because I gave it to you and you still didn't use it.
Yeah, you stuffed it up and therefore... that's really mean.
Oh, you got it. Pickled
onion.
You
bluffed me. Go with your gut, people. This is what we learned from this segment because I covered it. I covered it.
Your roast beef, you were nowhere near. Well, chicken, I guess it's on the farm. But the pickled onion, you were... If I hadn't have said pickled onion, you probably would have gone with that. You were so close.
True that. Couldn't put two and two together.
I forgot to mention Emily Tresidder while you were away last week got one out of two. It was, she got the latest twisties, the margarita pizza and the, I can't remember what the other one was.
Yeah, right. Oh, you gave her the easy ones though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, she was brand new. You've done 108 bags.
Still can't get pickled onion, though. God damn it.
Up early with Annie and Ando on your Tuesday morning. Oh, Annie, Louie, we've been talking sausages, bangers, snags.
I've kept it a secret how I like to have my Aussie sausage.
Your Aussie sausage.
Till now.
How do you have it?
I like to have it on the bread and then a chicken sausage preferably. But if that's not around, then the brown, normal, you know, lamb, beef, whatever's on offer, plus tomato sauce and mustard.
The
I like them
American
both.
Mustard?
Yeah.
The bright yellow one that looks fake.
Oh, how fancy are we talking here? Because if there's like Dijon or like a seeded, you know, I'd go for that.
Do you know I've gone off seeded mustard?
How come?
I don't know. I used to do a chicken dish with bacon, leek and seeded mustard. And I think I did it too many times. I just don't.
Yeah.
I love Dijon. But I'll do like on a hot dog or a sausage in bread.
Are you an onion person?
Yes. Onion and cheese. I love cheese.
Oh, cheese. I don't put the cheese.
A little
don't
bit grated
eat it.
Cheese. Yum.
What other toppings can you have on these fancier ones these days?
Well, the sauces start off at your basic, you know, bright red, fake, full of salt and sugar tomato sauce and then turn into, like, chutneys, tomato chutney.
Yes. I've also seen jalapenos.
Jalapeno.
Yeah.
Yum. Pickled jalapenos or fresh jalapenos?
Fresh.
I've told you this. I got into the pickled ones. Love
them.
Did
you?
Yeah.
Have you been doing it yourself?
Pickling them?
Pickling, yeah.
No, but I did make... Oh, actually, that'd be nice on a sausage. I made green tomato chutney. I had all my tomato trees at the end of the season. It got cold quite quick and I had all these green tomatoes and I thought, what can I do with them? Found a recipe off the beautiful Annie Smithers and had to soak them in a bucket of salt with onions and tomatoes sliced in layers for like a couple of days and then...
Like a salty trifle.
No, then you rinse them and then you reduce them down with turmeric and... Yeah, it came up nice. So it's nice with like mortadella and...
Try it,
meats.
I'd give it a go. I really like the Bratwurst place at the Vic Market. They've got a lot of different condiments there. There's at least 10 and I get overwhelmed and I ended... Last time I just got sausage and cheese because I panicked.
Hey, when there's things to be overwhelmed about, Annie Louie, sausages ain't a bad one, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
It's wrong. I find a bratwurst, their skins are a bit tough.
That's what I like about it, the pop.
The pop as you pierce the skin.
It burns your mouth so good.
What's your idea of... Do you like cheese inside the sausage?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
God, what a reaction.
Actually, just reminded me of my favourite one. I think that's where I went wrong. I hadn't been there for years.
Cheesy bratwurst.
Cheesy bratwurst, yeah. I think I might have just gotten a normal one. Again, panicked.
Yeah, I don't like that skin. Like, I love skin generally, but the skin, like...
Otherwise, I thought all sausages had skin.
Yeah, the more gourmet, the more likely that they're intestines. Mm. So intestine casing, like that they've been washed out and then...
What else could they be?
Made from like rice flour or some sort of flour. Collagen casing are the fake ones. So the cheaper the sausage, the more likely
collagen
you've got...
still comes from... Like a
yeah, it's
body
not
part
they're
though,
not vegetarian.
No,
yeah, I think they grate the hoof or something. Or no, it's you know where it comes from. They get it, the casings come from the hides.
Oh, okay. Wow. See, we should learn more about our food and where it comes from.
So at least we're still eating, hopefully nose to tail.
Yeah.
Some people think Australian sausages, the cheap ones, have offal in them, like livers.
Wouldn't be that bad. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, but the Australian food standards, you're not allowed to put offal in without putting it on the ingredients list. So they can't go away and just call it meat.
Yeah, you know what I saw at the supermarket the other day?
What?
A whole bag full of meat ends.
Meat ends? Is that
together.
What they called
meat
it?
Ends. Yeah, and I'm like, that's not appetising, and it definitely did look like that.
reframe that, it's trimmings.
They should have just called it that. It's a little bit trimmings. More mysterious, you know.
These are a
wanna
few
see my
of my
trimmings?
Favourite things. Speaking of trimmings, Murphy's coming up. They're talking sex toys with their sex therapist today.
Ooh.
I think Dean's got one he calls Lionel.
I like that.
Lionel.
Does it make him
Or
richy?
Maybe that's what he calls him his own bit. I don't know. There's something going on there. So Lisa Tawney's coming up with the Murphys. They're also talking to Brianna Casey, CEO of Food Bank, that does some pretty amazing stuff. So make sure you stick around for that. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
See you then.
Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.